Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The health risks of smoking cigarettes are well documented, and alternative products are on the rise. Keith Humphreys, professor of psychiatry at Stanford University, is researching Swedish snuff to determine the potential hazards of this smokeless product.
Whether e-cigarettes will be a gateway to cigarette smoking or a way for smokers to transition to a less deadly nicotine habit is the hottest debate in the tobacco control field. Similar arguments have occurred for years in Scandinavia about a form of tobacco known as snus. Snus, or Swedish snuff, isn't smoked and contains a low level of cancer-causing nitrosamines. It therefore does much less harm to the human body than do smoked cigarettes. But does it reduce or increase the rate of cigarette smoking? A study of 15,000 Swedish men showed that about 18% of cigarette smokers had started out using snus. However, a far larger number of study participants quit smoking via snus. Among younger people, snus accounted for 6 people quitting cigarettes for every 1 person who started. Among older people, this beneficial effect was much smaller, but still present. Sweden's declining lung cancer rate is thus almost certainly at least part due to the widespread use of snus. However, the picture is different in Finland. A study of over 1,000 Finnish men found that snus was used as a supplement to cigarette smoking rather than a replacement for it, creating greater nicotine dependence. This may be due to how the policies and use norms around snus are different in Finland. Unlike in Sweden, for example, it's illegal to import snus in Finland, which probably changes who uses it and how. What the snus research shows is that whether or not a putatively safer form of consuming nicotine is beneficial to public health will vary based on the population who uses it, how they use it, and the public policies and cultural norms around it. We could very well see a similar pattern, or better said, a lack of pattern, in the impact of e-cigarettes around the world.
That was Keith Humphreys of Stanford University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. And you haven't stopped smoking all night.